unmitigated disaster. It was coaching malpractice.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Everything that could have gone wrong seemed like it went wrong. It seemed like no one had answers. And like I said, the most depressing part of it was it seemed like no one really cared.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
And to me, this is one of those things. It's like, you know, I don't know if he should be fired, but if he was a fireman, I feel like he just brought gasoline to the blaze instead of a water hose. If he was a nurse, it's like he just pulled the plug on a healthy patient. If he was a waiter, he just peed in a kid's lemonade. You get the point. You compare it to other occupations. Mm-hmm. I mean, not saying he should be fired, but this is a pretty bad offense.
On 1340 WKGN.
I feel like if you pulled the plug on a healthy patient, they would just live. Like, if you pulled my plug right now, like, I just, my heart would keep beating.
You get the point. Good point by you, but you understand what I was going for here.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour 3 headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
Thanks, John. Brett Bielema's got a... Brett Bielema's got a new job.
With an NFL team, right?
With the Giants. Joe Judge has hired Brett Bielema. People are not impressed by Joe Judge's hire so far. Many Giants fans upset. I guess Giants fans are always upset.
Giants fans are upset that Brett Bielema got hired?
Many that I've seen.
Why?
They say Joe Judge is not putting together a good staff.
What's Brett Bielema's job going to be?
Don't know yet.
How can they even know? If he's just like a quality control guy or something similar to what he was doing with the Patriots,
yeah,
that seems like an okay thing. Brett Bielema's a decent coach.
Hard to know. Antonio.
I mean, I understand being frustrated with hiring Jason Garrett as the offensive coordinator. Like that.
I don't like that.
I get being frustrated with that. I don't get being mad about Brett Bielema working there and not even knowing what his job is yet.
Isn't there another offensive hire they made that they don't like?
I know they were talking about hiring Scott Linehan, which was like Jason Garrett's guy in Dallas, and a part of the reason Jason Garrett probably failed in Dallas, so like that would probably be a bad one too.
Many people upset. Antonio Brown was the suspect yesterday in a battery probe. I guess some other stuff has come out on this. Apparently one of the guys got in a fight with a mover. One of his guys got in a fight with a mover or something. I don't know what's going on with Antonio Brown.
For a little bit yesterday, it looks like there might be a shootout or something happening down in Hollywood.
He locked himself in his house.
Yeah.
Apparently.
It's just going to keep mounting and mounting, and then something bad's going to happen.
Him and his trainer are accused of battering someone at his home.
The trainer is going to take the fall. The trainer is going to be the fall guy. Herman Edwards is right about that. Yeah. Keep a fall guy. Antonio Brown still has a fall guy. Now, I wonder how long Antonio Brown's going to have a fall guy when the money kind of dries up. Like, how long can he afford to have fall guys around? But
what's your prediction for the ending of the Antonio Brown story? I mean, we sat here for months and talked about the end of Game of Thrones and what we thought might happen.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown could be the new Game of Thrones.
I mean, this could be as tragic as you want it to be.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know.
Any ideas?
What do you think?
I think it'll all settle down.
Happy ending.
And
he'll get back in the NFL. And
he'll get married and have a wife, and we won't hear about him in the news.
Antonio Brown wins Comeback Player of the Year and Super Bowl MVP.
That would be cool. Maybe for the Titans with Brady throwing to him.
Now, if you told me I got Brady, Gronk, and AB, might be onto something.
You'd take that, huh?
Probably not, actually. Antonio Brown, we just keep him away.
You get Antonio Brown for a full year.
Like everything, look, here's my biggest problem. Not to go back and bemoan more of the Titans point. Everyone's acting as if the Titans are still like this desperate franchise that needs like a shot in the arm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like if you're replacing Marcus Mariota with Tom Brady, everyone would be like, okay, cool. Like, we don't need a shot in the arm. We just went to the AFC Championship game.
Okay.
Like, things look to be working pretty well the second half of the year. Like, we don't need to redo this. So, like, Antonio Brown, like, we're fine. We got Corey Davis and A.J. Brown. We got the better Brown. A.J. Brown's better than Antonio at this point. We got the better Brown.
What can Brown do for you?
Now, Gronk, on the other hand. I could be persuaded with him.
All right. Gus Malzahn said that his offensive coordinator, Chad Morris, will have full control of his offense this season. That seems deemed to fail. Okay. He will call the plays and he'll have full control.
Yeah, it seems like a bad idea.
Didn't work out very well at his last stop, but, you know, maybe it's just as an OC. We'll see. I don't know.
Okay.
Nickelback is going on tour.
Have they announced the cities yet?
It's the All the Right Reasons tour. They released that album 15 years ago. Did you ever listen to that one?
No.
The All the Right Reasons album?
Nope.
I liked it as a young man. Let's see what we can find for the tour here. Hopefully they'll come to Knoxville. We can go together. They're going to be in Raleigh. They're going to be in Virginia Beach.
You coming to Knoxville?
No, but they're going to Charlotte.
How big of venues are they playing? I guess you probably wouldn't know. Do you recognize any of the stadium? Like, are they like
looks
arenas?
Looks like
or?
I'm seeing a lot of amphitheater okay. and pavilions.
Are okay. they going to Atlanta?
Cincinnati.
Surely they're going to be in Atlanta.
Cincinnati. There's a lot of towns here that I don't know.
What's Cincinnati amphitheater?
Riverbend Music okay. Center.
Decent size. It's not
Toronto.
Huge, but.
They're Canadian, so I'd imagine they could probably do a big place.
Bethel, New York.
They're Canadian, right?
Nickelback?
I know they married Avril Lavigne. She's Canadian. Hershey. So maybe that's why I thought they were Canadian. I don't know.
Saratoga Springs, Syracuse. All right, I'm not
fine.
Seeing anything.
Okay,
I'm not. You don't want to know all of them?
I was just curious if they're still playing big arenas.
Well, what about for all of our fans in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio? They might want to know.
That's true. Good point.
Oh, they're going to play Bridgestone August 21st. And they will be in Alpharetta, Cam. Ameris Banker Amphitheater.
Ooh, okay.
Is it a bad place to be?
I've never even like heard of anybody performing there.
Okay.
Apparently they do.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Maybe we'll go see Nickelback, huh? Maybe. Maybe not.
No, we would not be going to see Nickelback. Not that I have anything, you know, a problem with them. It's just.
Sounds like you do.
No. I just don't want to go see them.
Oh, Freddie Kitchens is expected to be part of Joe Judge's staff with the Giants.
Oh,
It's unclear what his role will be.
Oh.
That's the one they were mad about. They're not mad about Bielema. I was wrong about
that. Okay.
That was a false report. Freddie Kitchens is the one everybody's very upset about.
All right.
This fan said, fire Jason Garrett.
That makes a little bit more sense, being mad about Freddie Kitchens than Brett Bielema.
He says, Joe Judge is making awful hires as a head coach. So that's the one they were upset about. I knew I saw something like that.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's the one. The Florence, Alabama minor league team is now called the Yalls.
All right.
Or no, it's Northern Kentucky's minor league baseball team, Florence. I saw Florence. I assumed Alabama. You know how we have these stories sometimes about the minor league teams have these new names? They are the Yalls.
All right. That's stupid, but okay.
I don't think of y'all a lot in Northern Kentucky.
Me neither.
Doesn't really seem like the South. It seems like a South thing, don't you? Don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what else we've got. Kobe Bryant says that Diana Taurasi, Della Don, and Maya Moore could play in the NBA right now.
Okay, Kobe.
You disagree?
Yeah, I disagree.
Well, it was an interview with CNN.
Kobe is like... somehow rebrand himself as like the face of women's basketball. You guys notice that?
I think is it because he has a daughter at play?
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of
But it's happened like over the last like 7 or 8 years, but like it's probably because his daughter and like he realized he wasn't gonna have a son to put in the NBA, so he's gotta be a women's basketball guy. But even going back to that woman from Notre Dame who was hitting those clutch shots, like he became like a big fan of hers.
Skylar Diggins?
No, it was the
I was a big fan of her.
Everyone was a big fan of Skylar Diggins. No, but there was the other girl who was hitting like clutch shots at the tournament that year.
We got an Amber Alert.
Oh, I was like, what the hell is going on here? We got another earthquake?
Everybody's got an Amber Alert here.
Amber Alert in Lebanon, Tennessee.
Let's go save.
You can disable those.
Are you sure?
Yeah, there's a way to disable them. I forget how you do it.
Seems immoral to do that.
Yeah.
Just let buzz.
I mean, I don't care, I'll be honest. So Kobe Bryant said he thinks there's a couple players who could play in the NBA right now. Honestly, he said honestly. He threw honestly in there. It was an interview with CNN, and apparently CNN had asked him if he thought there might be a day when his daughter could play in the same league.
That
that he played in.
Yeah, it doesn't seem
realistic.
Yeah. I would imagine that G Leaguers would dominate WNBA players.
You know what they say about realistic? The old Brad Pitt joke. Kobe says there's a lot of players with a lot of skill that could do it.
This reminds me, there was a video a couple years ago where Brittany Griner was saying that she would dominate DeMarcus Cousins.
She might be able to do it.
Yeah, but she was saying she could beat DeMarcus Cousins.
No, probably not.
And they're having to interview NBA players about it, and they're all just trying really hard to be respectful. I'll be like, come on. Like, what are we talking about
Brittany here? Brittany Griner maybe play in the league, though? Not star in the league, but because she might be, you know.
She's not athletic enough. She'd have to be a wing player.
I think she's got the genes, though. You know what I mean?
Sure, man. Sure.
I'm not saying she's a man. You don't have to say that. I'm just, you know what I mean. She's got the testosterone. Larry Fitzgerald has bought a share of the Phoenix Suns.
That's pretty cool.
Is it?
I think so. Do you know how big of a share it is?
No.
Okay.
The MLB says it has no plans to strip the Astros or the Red Sox of their World Series titles. So that's some bad news coming through.
I apologize that you lost the championship again. You guys lost again, Cody. How does that make you feel? The good news is 2017, Cody wasn't a huge Dodgers fan, so it didn't hurt as bad.
I was becoming a fan.
Yeah, but not as big of you as you are now.
Right. Some good news for you. Robert Kraft says, we plan to bring back Tom Brady.
Good
in
deal.
New England.
Good deal.
I'm assuming that's what you're hoping for.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That'd be the easiest way is to say, stay in New England, Tom.
Robert Kraft says, that's the plan. But
that doesn't mean he's actually coming back or whatever. But
The cop who took the video of Delonte West got suspended by the police department. They suspended him for taking that video.
And probably for releasing it to TMZ.
Sure, he got a little check out of the deal.
Yeah,
it's probably worth the suspension, really.
Yeah, I'm sure he's probably paid on the suspension, too.
Yeah, I'm sure he's.
Yeah, they TMZ, very rarely give guys unpaid suspension.
TMZ cuts they usually cut a pretty good check, too, I think, when things like that come out. So.
Yep.
So that's good for them.
Any other headlines?
J.J. Watt will host SNL.
Yeah, him and Luke Combs. Seems like a pretty good duo to go after a certain target demo.
Trump supporters?
Got a big debut tonight in the NBA. We'll talk about it next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Big debut tonight in the NBA. Finally, the debut of Zion Williamson. Get our first look at him. The Pelicans are sort of kind of back in the playoff race. The 8 seed in the West is completely wide open. Memphis currently has it, but New Orleans beat down Memphis on Martin Luther King Day. And the Pelicans are, what, only 3.5 games back? So they're not out of contention by any means. And now they're adding the first overall pick as Zion makes his debut tonight, ESPN against the San Antonio Spurs. Cody, how excited are you for the debut of Zion?
One.
Really?
Maybe. 1.3.
Really?
I'll be interested tomorrow if people say he looks fat and slow. I'm more interested in the coverage of what he does than I am actually watching him. Like, what's the narrative going to be tomorrow? You know what I mean?
Cam, do you care about Zion's debut tonight? It's on ESPN, so you get to watch it.
Yeah, I'll probably tune in a little bit. I'll probably put about like a 6-7 somewhere in there. Like,
okay.
It's like, it will get me to tune into a game that, like, you know, I probably normally wouldn't watch. Because I do want to see kind of what he looks like. You know, I doubt he plays a ton, but do want to kind of see if he's got it a little bit. I know, because it will have to take him a little bit to adjust, I think, still to the NBA. But
Tucker, you care? Thumbs up, thumbs down? You in? Down? You don't care either? Oh, wow, you guys don't care.
I'm afraid he'll die in New Orleans.
It's number one overall guy, though. Like, you guys don't remember how exciting Zion was in college last year? Like, has Zion's star been affected that much by sitting out?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Really? Yeah. Like, yeah. So it didn't add anticipation of, like, we got to finally see, like, what he looks like?
No, I mean, because I think we all accept he's not going to be the next LeBron.
I mean,
I think anybody that's
still
looking,
be really good and not be the next LeBron. Like, you can still be.
Yeah, but that's what they wanted him to be. That's what ESPN wanted him to be.
I mean, what if he's like Anthony Davis?
I mean, LeBron's about to retire. You went from Jordan to LeBron. Like, you need your next big star. That's what ESPN's tried to make him, and I don't think he's going to be that. Right?
I mean, I don't know if they're trying to make him like the next big star already. Like,
they need him.
They don't need him to be the next LeBron.
They need him to.
There's good players in the NBA right now.
Yeah, yeah, they got Trae Young. We're all right.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, there's Trae Young. There's Luka.
Aren't the ratings down significantly?
I mean, the ratings thing is always so funny. I mean, we just did that for 2 years about the NFL, and now they're like higher than ever before. Like, the NBA. The regular season's too long. Like, that's fine. It's not a star problem. It's a season's too long.
You don't think it's a star problem?
I don't think it's a star problem. I think it's the players. I mean, like, is there something with, like, LeBron being on the West Coast? Sure. Like, yeah, that maybe matters. But there's also something to the idea of, like, the NBA let everyone know that the regular season doesn't really matter, that the players don't really care about it because they rest. And it's hard to expect people to line up to watch every night whenever the stars aren't going to play. Like, that's the bigger problem, in my opinion, than the star power.
But if I'm talking about when LeBron's gone, though. Like, well, I mean, when LeBron is gone, isn't there going to be a huge problem?
Well, I mean, in 3 years you're going to need to replace LeBron, but I mean you're going to have to hope that. I mean, yeah, like every league has to hope stars come. I mean, like, we talked about with quarterbacks, you know, like when Brady's gone, we need Mahomes, Lamar, and those guys to be ready to take over. Sure, there needs to be a torch passing. That's accurate.
Isn't it the biggest in the NBA, though? Like, LeBron is the biggest star compared to everybody else, compared to any other star in any other sport.
I would say that, I mean, so far in history, Cody, at least in recent history, I would say that, you know, you went from Magic and Bird, and then you went with Jordan, so you didn't really have a decline there. You probably right. had a rise. And when Jordan left, it went down, but I would say that was probably not because they didn't have stars as much as because the stars that they had. If that makes sense, like
Kobe and Shaq.
No, it's more like Duncan and Iverson. Like, those were your two guys. Like, the Spurs won the championship in 99, right? So, like, the Spurs were led by Tim Duncan and David Robinson. And those are two boring-ass guys who play in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And then the next one was Allen Iverson, which, for better or worse, was changing the culture. And
I remember
white
the
America,
AI days.
Yeah, white America wasn't really lining up to watch Allen Iverson.
White America ever really lined up for the NBA except back in the day?
They liked Michael Jordan. They liked LeBron. I mean, they liked Larry Bird, obviously. But I'm just saying, like, Allen Iverson wasn't necessarily the most marketable star to the demo that the NBA needs to survive and thrive. Like, Allen Iverson changed the game, like, you know, to the point where the NBA then put, like, in dress codes to kind of stop Allen Iverson. They didn't want their guys all wearing baggy clothes and white tees and beating up players and stuff. Like, they had to do a culture change. That affected the ratings, I would say, as much as not having LeBron James. Like, they just – or Michael Jordan. But to your point, like, the stars weren't there either. Like, Duncan, boring. Iverson, you don't want him. Reggie Miller, there wasn't anybody there. Like, Shaq and Kobe were fine, but they were on the West Coast, and they were too good. They dominated people too much that people didn't want to watch them kick people's ass. Like,
I just know that me, an average white American
– yeah.
LeBron gets me to the TV.
No, he doesn't.
But,
you barely watch LeBron, too.
You kidding me? I watch a ton of Lakers games.
A ton?
A ton of Lakers games. Anytime they're on TV,
I'm
watching.
I don't feel
Lakers.
Like this is accurate. Okay, I was going to say, this is not accurate.
I do watch when
they're on. You watch the playoffs.
I watch the Lakers when they're on sometimes.
You watch a lot of the Rockets-Lakers the other night?
No, I missed that one.
Okay.
But I did watch Clippers and Mavs last night.
Okay.
Not on my own accord, but because it happened to be on the TV.
Was Rick sad whenever the Mavericks lost?
Yeah. I was watching for Rick's sadness.
You were rooting for the Clippers?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Even as a rival to my team. But no,
LA over everything, you know?
Yeah, well, you know me, LA guy.
Sure.
But I just, In the playoffs, though, for sure. I mean, LeBron gets me to the TV. I think there's going to be a real decline when he's not there anymore. And I think ESPN has helped pump Zion. Like, they want him to be their next star, don't they?
Zion's been pretty damn good, though. I mean, when he played in college, he was worth the hype, I would say.
I hear he's fat.
You should be rooting for him. I am.
I hear he's fat.
You should be rooting for him. I am.
Could be the next Shaq.
I got him and I got Caruso. Those are my only hopes. The fat guy and the balding guy. Those are my white knights.
Well, maybe saying that it's a one for me tonight's a little low. I mean, because I don't think it is.
I don't think you're going to watch.
I don't know if I'll watch. I will be interested, though, I guess, in what people are saying about him tomorrow. If he's good or not in his debut. But that's another thing with the NBA. It's one game compared to many, many games.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a debut. And like I said, the Pelicans are playing better and they could be trying to make a playoff run. So if he's able to spark them to a playoff run, I think that would be huge. And, you know, if you get a – imagine the executives when they think of a first-round matchup with LeBron and the Lakers versus the 8-seed Pelicans with Lonzo, Brandon Ingram, and Josh Hart and Zion. That would be a pretty good TV. The former Lakers and then, you know, maybe the next LeBron. Or the hope is that he's the next LeBron.
Yeah, those former guys probably don't like LeBron.
No. And Brandon Ingram's been really good, so we'll see. I'll be interested to see the ratings if there is a Zion effect, if people care. Maybe not. I'm excited to see him tonight, though. Let's play some overrated, underrated coming up after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Saturdays are for seltzers.
Overrated. Very overrated.
It's overrated.
Overrated, my friend.
Overrated. I'm going to tell you why. I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right. They already play overrated, underrated?
I'm looking forward to it, Cameron.
All right. First up we have, since they are going bankrupt, Crystals.
Ooh.
Crystals is vastly overrated. Vastly. Those burgers suck. I don't even know how you call them burgers. They're like, what they are, they're like those microwave burgers that you get. You know how you can buy in the frozen food section those little hamburgers that are like they come in the blue box? They're awful. They're terrible. Nobody likes them. When you're hammered is the only time you even consider it, and it's only because they're open and you get tired of like McDonald's. It's only because they're open. Now, the chicks, I'll say, are okay. The chicks are okay. I can stand the chicks. The corn pups are okay. But all in all, the people that eat the Crystals, that eat the burgers, it's overrated. And as I pointed out, the fries suck too, by the way. Everybody notes the fries suck.
The fries do suck.
And as I pointed...
The fries do suck. That is a big part of this. The fries suck.
And as I pointed out the other day, this is a chain that shares its name with a stripper.
But I always feel like we argue more on overrated, underrated than we do this or that. But I guess we technically don't because we argue all the time on this or that. But not to like pull your card, but last week you're all about supporting Tennessee businesses, yet you come on here and you are hating on Crystals, which was founded in Chattanooga.
Yeah, it's a new week.
Okay. Just doesn't add up, I guess.
Sometimes I change my mind.
Yeah. I think Crystals has become slightly underrated. I've seen a lot of hate for it recently. Is it great? Is it fine dining? No, by no means is it that. Does it taste good? Does it hit just the spot sometimes? Yeah. Yeah, it does. A drunk sackful is one of life's greater delicacies.
That's not even meat. Is it even what is it? I mean,
you go to Taco Bell, bro. Don't come on here acting like you're above.
I'm not
what
that,
Crystals
not,
sells.
No, that,
by saying
that,
it's
that
not
helps,
meat.
That helps me as an expert on the matter. I'm not saying that. I eat a lot of trash food.
Get a Crystal chick.
I know I eat
a lot
of trash food.
The chicks are pretty good.
That's my point. It's heard, so but, bad that I won't even eat it.
I've heard some people say that the little dogs are good too. The little hot dogs. I don't ever get them, but some people say those are good.
I've had the chili cheese pup once or twice. It's
Is it good?
Yeah, it's okay.
I've heard people say good things. I can't get over the fries, though. The fries do suck. The fries are trash.
There's too much mustard on the burgers and things. There's too much mustard.
Too much mustard on the burgers?
Yeah, too much.
I do feel like there's always too much mayo on the chicks. I do say that. The problem is that I find it with Crystals now, which actually I might have to switch this and go slightly overrated, is that most of the crystals that are still standing aren't really in the best places and aren't really like the cleanest and like best ran. It's been a long time since I've been to crystals and I thought, oh, this was a really clean establishment.
It's because crystals are for pores.
Yeah, I think you're onto something. Slightly overrated. Slightly overrated. I do love the chicks, but they put too much mustard. The mustard's not really a problem. The mayonnaise on the chicks, big problem.
I feel like you could ask for less.
They don't have good mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's what I want to do, Cameron, is go ask the people at Crystal's to start altering my order as if they already aren't mad enough that they're working at Crystal's.
You could get them
plain.
I want
them to start handling my food more.
You could get them plain and then get your own mayonnaise.
That way they take the bun and just wipe it on the counter back there to scrape off some mayonnaise.
That's how they get rid of it.
Lick it off.
Yeah, that's what I want, Cameron. Yeah, I could always just ask for less. Why didn't I think of that? It's 2 a.m. I'm sure that's what they want to be doing, is scraping off some mayonnaise for me.
Gross.
They replaced the mayonnaise with something you don't want on the chick, buddy.
Ugh. All right.
He's referring to semen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Moving on. All right. Next up we have the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Baseball Hall of Fame, I mean, I got to say overrated just because it's at the point now where the best players aren't getting in. Pete Rose, Hit King, Barry Bonds, best player ever. Neither one of those guys are in. Seems kind of stupid. I understand they cheated. I get that one gambled, one did all this, blah, blah, blah. They're two of your best players ever. They should be in the Hall of Fame. That's not a hot take. That's the common take, but...
Yeah. I guess I'll say it's underrated for the same reason. Makes it more coveted, right?
I mean, it is cooler than the Basketball Hall of Fame. The Basketball Hall of Fame is kind of stupid. No one really cares about it.
I think Hall of Fames – do you think, like, Hall of Fames in general have gotten too many people in them? Like, for it to be uniquely, like, the Hall of Fame, like, maybe you don't let everyone – like, you look at, like, the Music Hall of Fame these days, they're letting in, like – I mean, like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they're letting in some pretty bad bands.
Right. The WWE Hall of Fame put the damn Honky Tonk Man in a couple years ago. Like, they're putting in like seven people a year. That's too much.
Maybe it should be more coveted. Like, it should be reserved for just the absolute elite.
Sure.
Top of the craft.
All due respect to Larry Walker, probably shouldn't be a Hall of Famer.
Well, have you seen, like, take Nashville, for example. Have you seen how big that Country Music Hall of Fame building is?
No.
We keep putting more people in there. They're going to need new wings. They're going to have to build up. I mean, the building's already massive. I think we should cut back on who gets in the Hall of Fame. I'll go overrated.
I feel like we should start taking people out.
Yeah.
You got a finite. You get 150 people in. You got 150 people in. And once we start putting more people in, are we going to put Larry Walker in? Sure. But we got to take this guy back out from 1950.
It's the same with the Star Walk in Hollywood. Too many now. Too many. You should take a few away. It makes it more special. Maybe start with Harvey Weinstein. Like the Comedians Hall of Fame. I'm sure they have one, too. You reserve it to just the ones that are really the best.
Yeah, I'm with you on this.
Yeah. All right. Well, we agree.
Sweet.
See, it's not as good when we agree.
I think it's okay. The take is correct. Our take is right.
You're right. I'm right. We both agree. Let's move on.
You're wrong. About crystals. I actually ended up being right about that, too. I ended up with slightly overrated, too.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can keep it up.
All right. You're next so up, smart. We have coupons.
Coupons, I got to say, are underrated, but I don't use them enough. And I always feel stupid for not using them. You know how it is. You get in the mail, like, once a month. You get this just huge coupon bundle. And it's got like every fast food restaurant in there that you could eat at. It's got regular restaurants. Like if you used a coupon every time you ate, I imagine like every time you eat out, whether it's fast food or regular restaurant or whatever, and if you actually took the time to use those like oil change coupons and all that stuff, I imagine the money that you actually save over a year's time is probably substantial. And for that reason, I got to say, underrated. But I never take the time to use them.
The problem is the coupons lead me to spend more money. So I got to go overrated in that respect of like the coupons. You're like, oh, I got a coupon. I'm going to save some money. Yeah, sometimes. But sometimes it's going to entice you to go buy things you don't need. I'm a sucker for the email coupon. Yeah. Oh, 50% off. So then I start looking. Oh, okay, I could buy this new shirt or I could buy this hoodie, blah, blah, blah. Didn't really need it. Spent more money. Coupons are stupid.
Yeah, maybe for that reason, unless you really need the thing. I'm talking about like food coupons for the most part.
Yeah.
But then again, that probably makes you added calories. Like if you get the two for the buy one Whopper, get one Whopper free, then you eat two Whoppers and ultimately that kills you. So
yeah.
So maybe they're
trying to kill us.
Maybe they're over. Yeah. Well, plus,
look, coupons are trying to make you buy more stuff. They're trying to make you buy stuff you don't need. Just buy in bulk if you're going to do that. Like, just save some money. If you're like, oh, I could get the toilet paper $3 off. Well, just go buy 80 rolls from Sam's Club. You're going to use the toilet paper eventually. You could save the money that way.
And also, I think that we need to get with the times and the way that the coupons come to you. They come in that plastic thing
Sometimes they just hit your phone.
Yeah, but if you use the real ones, you got to cut them out with scissors. I mean, who has scissors in 2020?
Now, doing that seems very overrated. If you have to actually send me the coupons and I have to take them to the store, that doesn't seem like it's worth the hassle. That would be very overrated. I'm not going to keep a coupons and do that.
I always remember that I've got them in the car, and I'll be like going to get some fast food or something.
And then you get some in the mail, and you're like, I'm going to save these, but then you don't actually save them. They just pack stack up on your counter, and then eventually you throw them away.
And they're outdated. Exactly. Yeah, that happens a lot. Plus, I never have scissors in the car.
Read the damn fine print on the coupons,
too. You got to tear them.
Don't forget about the fine print.
Yeah.
Excludes this and this offer, and you get
only
there.
Only if you buy this 20 other things.
Right, and you get there, and you're like, oh, damn, I guess I can't use this coupon, but then you're already at the place, so then you're like, oh, might as well, I guess.
Some restrictions may apply.
The restrictions, they always apply.
Void where necessary, you know.
Void where prohibited. Of course, it's void where prohibited. It's prohibited.
Only certain, you know, places do them.
Yeah,
they have a different language, different wording for
participating locations may vary.
Yes, that's what we're looking for. Good one. That's what I was trying to say.
What was it you said?
Only some places do them.
That doesn't say that on the coupon. Yeah,
just because the Burger King on Broadway does it, the one on a different road might not.
It's too much of a hassle. I'll just pay the extra 50 cents. Just leave me the hell alone. I would pay the extra 50 cents to not have to throw away all this stuff. To not have it stack up in my house.
And plus
to not kill all the trees.
Yeah. We're just wasteful.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep. I'm good.
I think we agree.
Coupons are very overrated.
I think we agree on that one.
All right. Next up, we have hibachi.
Hibachi's underrated. I love hibachi. It's one of my favorite foods. I have nothing else to say other than it's delicious. I enjoy the sauce. I enjoy the combination of chicken, steak, and rice. I think it's nice together. Throw in some carrots. Fresh off the grill. Sprinkle some sauce on it. That's a really good meal. That's a great meal.
Our first disagreement. I got to say hibachi's overrated.
Wow.
You need a pound of yum-yum sauce to make it good.
No, that's not true.
Everybody always says white people don't season their food. Well, what about the Japanese people?
Oh, no.
I'm just saying, that stuff is not seasoned. There's no seasoning. That steak is the blandest steak you will ever eat. The blandest chicken you will ever eat. The vegetables are bland. The rice is bland. I mean, they put some onions in it, give it a little soy sauce maybe, but overall, it's not seasoned well enough. And again, without the yum-yum sauce, hibachi, nobody eats it. If I said, I'll give you a plate of hibachi right now, but no yum-yum sauce, you'd be like, I'm good.
I would eat a salad. I would eat it. I would say, thank you. I will enjoy this. I'm going to turn out steak and chicken and rice. Are you kidding me?
It's not good steak. That steak is not steak. You can't get steak for $9. I mean,
you can't really get hibachi for $9 either. Not good hibachi.
You can get a lunch portion, which is a pretty good portion. I mean, I like it. Don't get me wrong. But you got to have the yum-yum sauce. Well, I mean, it's overrated.
The yum-yum sauce is important. It is important. I will say that. I agree there. But it's still good without it.
It's good, but it's overrated.
All right, fair enough.
I might have that for lunch.
Nice to see you're strong with your conviction.
Do we have one more, or is that it?
I got one more if you want it.
Yeah.
All right. Next up we have apple cider.
Yeah, that sounds disgusting, overrated.
Are we talking about hot apple cider or like the alcohol?
Disgusting. Like, what does apple cider bring to the table?
I like the hot apple cider that you have during the holidays.
Who cares? What?
The non-alcoholic hot apple cider. It takes me back to when I was in school as a kid. We used to have it at our elementary school for some reason. We would always have hot apple cider when, like around Christmas or Thanksgiving or something. I kind of like that, but not the alcohol kind. I don't like it.
What about spiked hot apple cider?
Yeah, see, I don't know. Anything spiked, that's something I got a real problem with. Speaking of the Japanese, anything spiked and hot. You ever had the hot sake? Oh, God, that is the most disgusting thing. Heated up liquor. That's the only thing that can make liquor more gross is when it's boiling. It's disgusting. Have you ever had that sake?
No.
It's awful.
I'm going to take a sip of it. It wasn't good.
No, it's not.
It wasn't good at all.
It's horrifying is what it is. So, I don't know. Overrated on cider. I don't know.
Any more thoughts on the Japanese you want to get off your chest?
Properly rated on the cider. Properly rated.
Anything else about the Japanese you want to get off your chest?
No. You know how I feel about the Japanese. Tokyo's crowded. You know. I got no problem with the Japanese as a people. Don't try to paint me with that brush.
I was just asking, bro. But
I don't like sake, and I don't think hibachi is very well seasoned. That's all I'm saying. All
right, just checking.
I got no problem with the people and who they are.
Just checking.
Come on.
Last call on the other side.
Tennessee fans.
Last call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Stop by and pick you up a bottle of the smooth, award-winning Volunteer Vodka at your local package store. If they don't have it, tell them to get it. I was talking to those guys yesterday. They said if you're in the Crossville area, Volunteer Vodka should be making its way there at a lot more of the liquor stores over there if you are in that part of town from like Oak Ridge to Crossville.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on that if you live over there.
Just all right, watch for the wind.
The wind?
Careful with the wind there. A lot of strong winds in Crossville.
Okay.
It's notorious for it.
All right. Let's pump the brakes and keep rolling. You want to go first or second?
All I'm saying is you don't want to get blown away on your way to the store to buy Volunteer vodka.
Sure. You want to go first or second?
Second.
Worst neighbors ever. A Georgetown family faces a lawsuit over a playscape they built on their property. The next-door neighbors filed the suit, claiming the structure was not built with proper approval. The family built this big playscape that their three-year-old son, Colton Costa, picked out. Colton Costa was born with Hurler syndrome, which is a genetic disorder in cells, tissue, and organs. There is no cure. He is terminally ill. So the parents said, we want him to enjoy the years he has to be mobile and be able to run around. So they went and bought the biggest playpen they could find. It's 14 feet tall. It's got a lot of slides. And the kid's able to run around the backyard and play. And their neighbors said it violates their HOA rules and are suing them for $100,000.
Oh, no. That's sad. I shouldn't laugh, but I mean...
That's messed up.
So the kid is terminally ill.
Yeah.
And
like
neighbors...
he's going to lose like his like mobility and not be able to run around and play.
And they're paying tons of medical bills probably. And we're going to sue you.
And these neighbors are like, oh, that's a HOA violation. Not going to have that in our neighborhood.
The mother took to, Facebook, posted a picture. It says, who has ever heard of being sued over a playscape? Well, friends, it's true. We officially got served this morning with a lawsuit brought on by our next-door neighbors. They don't like our playscape. They claim it brings down their property value. They called an eyesore and told us multiple times it goes against our HOA. A little bit of background. We are not the first neighbor he has sued. We live on a one-acre lot. We tried to get a privacy fence several times, and it got denied. It's our property. The HOA approved the playscape before it was even installed. This has been an ongoing debacle ever since we got it. Our next-door neighbors have been very vocal that they don't like it and that we should ask them about getting it. Here's the kicker. They know Colton's story. They know what our family has been through.
That's what I was going to ask.
They know he had a bone marrow transplant and has a terminal illness, yet they still pursued a lawsuit. They're suing for, quote, damages. $100,000 in damages. So I come to you asking for prayers and guidance.
Those may be the worst people on planet Earth.
So they actually know what's wrong with the kid, and yet they're still fighting with it. I mean,
the suing family has declined to comment through their lawyer for the story.
I mean, it is an eyesore. But still, if the kid's terminally ill, you can't.
And the homeowner association approved it too.
That's what the woman claims in her story, that the HOA approved it, and that then the neighbor said they should have asked them for their approval too. Since they are next door neighbors. Oh. That has to be so awkward to be next door neighbors with somebody you hate.
Yeah. Here's what they should do. They should bust down one of their back windows when they're not home and throw in the water hose and just turn that baby on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Cam encouraging property
flooding,
damage.
Flooding
here.
The house?
Yeah, that could ruin the whole structure and they gotta move.
Why not just burn the house down while you're at it?
It's harder to
burn a house down than flood it.
Yeah, it draws more attention.
Yeah.
You know? Like if you light the house on fire, they can save the house. If it's water and they're gone during the day and it runs for a good 8 hours while they're at like work.
Okay, but
I like the way Cam thinks.
I don't like the way Cam
don't
thinks.
Don't burn down their house. That'll attract a lot of attention.
Yeah,
okay, but what is easier to plausibly believe, that there was a electrical issue that caught the house on fire, or that a bird flew through the window and the water hose, the wind blew it into the house?
As long as
someone
sees
you,
they have no proof it was you.
Yeah,
there's obviously not a privacy fence here, so it's super easy just to sneak into their yard.
And they definitely wouldn't suspect it being you with these people that just filed this lawsuit against
you. You break down the window on the closer to the other neighbors.
Yeah,
that'll show.
Sure,
that'll get them.
Sued the other neighbors.
That'll get them.
I think they should just go ahead and just burn the whole house down, because now that the story's out, this couple is going to be reviled nationwide, so they're going to have a lot of enemies that would be wanting to do this for this poor kid. I feel like it's a lot easier to set a house on fire than it is to flood it. I don't know.
These are the things you
got to
consider.
So 8 hours
of
water being on does what? It's gonna.
It would ruin the whole structure.
Yeah.
And everything. Just water being in the house like that?
Yeah.
A day of water would ruin the house?
I think so.
More than it being burnt to the ground?
Well, if you see a fire, somebody's going to call and I won't be like, oh, that house is smoking. Like,
I don't know. Flood,
fire department.
Flood damage apparently does a lot of really bad, like, I think Cam's right. Like, I think it does really, like, ruin the house.
Don't try this at home. This is all hypothetical. Unless you live near these people.
Yeah, they do sound like pretty bad people.
Well, these people don't get a win to this podcast, because Cam's going to get a lawsuit as well.
They'll serve Cam up, too. I got an update.
I feel like you
got
to ride it after the neighbors. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. That would suck to have neighbors that
you just hate,
and they hate you.
Yeah. Like it's one thing to have neighbors you're not close with. Like I got neighbors, they're all pretty cool. Like I don't have any issues with any of them. I can't imagine having to drive by their house every day if I hated them. Like see them outside and you have to pretend to wave, or like maybe you don't. Maybe you just flip them off and go on down your business. That just seems awful.
Yeah. I got a neighbor.
Hey, bleep you, buddy. I'll get the trash can when I want to get the trash can.
Our next door neighbor is one of the maintenance men at the apartment. So
nice. That's a good friend to have.
It is.
Better keep him on your good side.
I do. He asks to borrow things a lot from us, and we always say, yeah, here, have a bit.
There you go. You know,
so
he's abusing his power.
Well, if we
he
ever.
He asks to borrow things from everybody, and if they say no, well, guess whose air conditioning is not getting fixed?
If we ever need him in an emergency, though, he's right there.
Yeah. You got to keep him on his good side.
Excuse me, sir. Could you come over and fix this? I'm not enough of a man to do it.
He's leveraging you.
I'd like your help. I got an update for you on Target Tory. You know, the manager. You know, the journalist.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes! Yes!
Target Tory got $30,000 in donations after that jerk journalist guy. I guess he's a journalist. Shamed her for not letting him steal a toothbrush. You probably saw this going around on the internet. I don't know if everyone saw this, so the story might not even make sense.
Are you going to give me the update or not?
Yeah, she received $30,000.
From like somebody's GoFundMe?
Yeah, the story's going downhill. All right, so the Target manager, she received an outpouring of support after a customer complaint went viral.
I think people are trying to send her on vacation, maybe?
Yes.
She had to deal with this guy that was like, hey, I need to be able to buy this toothbrush or whatever for 99 cents. That's what it's marked for.
They had it advertised for one penny.
But apparently it's supposed to be like a digital advertising. The digital thing messed up, so like that's why it was just left saying a penny.
And it
like
was supposed to be a display thing.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be a display. And this guy, who seems about as miserable as those people who sued the kid with the plaything,
they're probably friends.
Yeah. This guy, this David Levitt or whatever, he basically said that he had to call the police because she wouldn't sell him the toothbrush for one penny. So, anyway, she received it.
So people are giving her $30,000 for getting harassed?
Yeah, she got harassed on the internet, and now she got $30,000.
Harassed on the internet. I think she got harassed face-to-face, right?
That's the point. Face-to-face, you think? Well, they by him.
That guy. Yeah. I don't think anybody else harassed her.
No, I don't think so. I think it was mostly support on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. She would not honor the 1 cent price. And he posted her picture, which is, that's a mean thing to do. But, you know,
if I was him, I probably, if I was her, I probably just would have done it to get him out of there. Just take it. Just take it to hell.
Flood his house.
Good idea. Drives up next.